You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as we all know, or should know, New York is rapidly descending into a hellish dystopia. Yes, gentlemen, yeah, it's getting worse and worse every day, especially since you have an utterly and totally incompetent mayor and a tyrannical governor. Hey, everybody has a line. Even cops have a line to where they're finally going to say, I'm fed up. I'm getting out of Dodge. Now, I've got a double whammy for you. I've kept both of these articles on ice to see just how little media coverage that they would get. And I was not disappointed. Now, the first article was published on the 2nd of July. Quote unquote, stampede of NYPD officers retiring. Uh-oh! The NYPD is seeing a major exodus of officers as 523 members left the force in June alone. 123 of those officers resigned, the most resignations the NYPD has seen in a single month in at least a decade. Well, looks like even the boys in blue are saying that they have had enough. So far this year, 2,119 police officers have left the NYPD, with 1,472 retiring and 647 resigning. 2022's numbers represent a 38% increase over the previous record of 1,535 for the first 6 months of 2020, according to the New York Post. Quote unquote, the exodus has become a stampede. We're not only losing experienced veterans, we are also losing cops in the prime of their careers who are taking their talents elsewhere. A photo shared on Twitter by retired NYPD Detective Rob O'Donnell showed a crowded room of officers at one police plaza waiting to turn in their badges. Quote unquote, NYPD members are leaving in droves. I've been to this office about 24 times and have never seen more than 2 to 3 people waiting, O'Donnell said. Last year, a total of 3,152 officers left the NYPD, with 553 members resigning and 2,599 retiring. The reasons for the exodus vary. Detective Endowment Association President Detective Paul DiGiacomo told Good Day New York that he places the blame on the city's vaccine mandates, bail reform laws, and a lack of support from politicians. Well, well, well. You see what happens when people finally get fed up. Yes, even the jackboots of the state can finally get fed up. Now, when he's talking about bail reform, ironic, isn't it? Democratic cities love criminals. Criminals have more rights than the law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. And it shows, especially when you have that tyrant of a governor doing everything she can to make sure that the law-abiding citizens cannot adequately protect themselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you guys saw that recent video of the women who tore up that restaurant? Yeah. Stand by for more behavior like that. But I will say this. I will definitely say this. Eventually, the citizenry are going to turn to vigilantism. Yeah. You might start seeing a surge of the Punisher coming into play, because people aren't going to sit by and continuously let criminals destroy their businesses. So, yeah, stand by to stand by. Now, the second article, gentlemen, you should get a great chuckle out of this one, because this right here is also going to be an increase. Why? Because just listen for yourself. Now, the second article was published on the 5th of July. New York City Mayor Eric Adams' aide robbed at gunpoint in Brooklyn. My. As New York City Mayor Eric Adams grapples with a surge in crime, one of his top aides was robbed at gunpoint in Brooklyn on Tuesday morning, according to reports. Boy, I tell you, these people are just utterly and totally disconnected from the rank and file person, because you know what? They think that their position grants them some sort of special immunity. Excuse me. The aide was walking near the former Brooklyn Navy Yard when he was accosted by two suspects at around 10:30 a.m., according to the New York Post. Now, gentlemen, what this man said thoroughly cements the thought pattern for people in these high positions. Quote unquote, "You don't want to do this. I work for the mayor." Identified as 33-year-old Christopher Ball informed the robbers, a law enforcement source told the Post. The sheer arrogance of this man to say that to these guys who were robbing him. He honestly thought by saying, "I work for the mayor," that those two men were going to just say, "Hey, you know what? We got to leave this guy alone. He's important." No. What he did when he said that was further embolden the robbers. Why? Because at that point, he became a higher valued target. One of the suspects lifted his shirt to display the butt of a gun tucked in his waistband, and they made off with the victim's city-issued cell phone and wallet, according to the Post. Like I said, he further emboldened them by letting them know he was a higher valued target. There have been 8,300 14 robberies throughout New York City so far this year. A 39.7% increase over the same time frame in 2021, according to NYPD data. Car thefts are up 46.7%. Grand larceny is up 49.4%. Burglaries are up 33.6%. Assaults have surged 19.3%. And rapes are up 13.1%. The only major crime index that has fallen this year has been murder, which has dropped 9.9% after an unusually bloody 2021. Gentlemen, New York is without a doubt a tyrannical dystopia. Yeah, Escape from New York is definitely going to be a real life, real time event. People are going to flee. Why? Well, like I said, you have an utterly and totally incompetent mayor, and you have a tyrant for a governor. Hey, it is what it is. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And people of New York, your power has definitely gone out. Man, I tell you, feminism, social order, all that good stuff has gone out right along with it. Because until you're ready to actually, you know, do what needs to be done, guess what? You're going to continue to be subject to the will of those who are completely and totally disconnected from your everyday plight. So the choice is yours. Either you leave or you take matters into your own hands. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.